This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. A delegation-level meeting was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev today. During the meeting, four MOUs were signed and exchanged in the presence of both the leaders. The MOUs were signed to bolster bilateral ties in various fields, including community development projects in Ukraine, drugs control standards, cultural exchange and agriculture. Briefing the media on the Prime Minister's visit to Ukraine, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, discussions were devoted to bilateral relations, trade, economic issues, defense, pharmaceutical and agriculture. He said both the leaders discussed the conflict in Ukraine. Dr. Jaishankar said it is India's view that two sides need to engage with each other to find the solution. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated the need for sincere and practical engagement between all the stakeholders to develop innovative solutions that have broad acceptability and contribute towards early restoration of peace. He said Prime Minister Modi also reiterated India's willingness to contribute in all possible ways to early return of peace. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and the United States of America are natural allies and that together they can ensure peace, prosperity and stability in the world. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Washington, D.C., the minister stressed that India and the U.S. are destined to be strong partners and this collaboration is growing. Highlighting growth prospects for the Indian economy, Mr. Singh said that the country will become the third largest economy by 2027. Regarding defense exports, the minister said that they have now reached 21,000 crore rupees. During the visit, India and the U.S. signed the Security of Supplies Arrangement, SOSA document, and a Memorandum of Agreement regarding the assignment of liaison officers. With the signing of SOSA, India and the U.S. agree to provide priority support for goods and services that promote national defense. Mr. Singh will also hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart and also meet with U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The Defense Minister will chair a high-level roundtable meeting with the U.S. defense industry on ongoing and future defense collaborations. The Defense Minister arrived in Washington yesterday evening on a four-day visit to the United States. The government has banned 156 medicines, including antibiotics, painkillers and multivitamins, after a review found that they posed health risks. The Health Ministry in a notification said that the 156 fixed-dose combination medicines are irrational combinations. The ministry said that the use of these drugs are likely to involve risk to human beings, whereas safer alternatives are available. It also added that the decision has been taken after the matter was examined by an expert committee appointed by the government and the Drugs Technical Advisory Board. The Education Minister has directed all states and union territories to implement the Guidelines on School Safety and Security 2021. The guidelines were developed by the Ministry's Department of School Education and Literacy in alignment with the POXO guidelines. They contain provisions for fixing the accountability of school management regarding the safety and security of children studying in government, government-aided and private schools. Additionally, the guidelines provide measures for preventive education, accountability of various stakeholders, reporting procedures, concerned legal provisions, support and counselling and a safe environment. In West Bengal, Sanjay Rai, the only arrested person in the RG Kaur hospital rape and murder case, was sent to 14 days jail custody today by the Sialdah court in Kolkata. He was produced today at the court. Earlier, he was given 14 days police custody after the arrest by the Kolkata police. Later, he was handed over to the CBI. The country is celebrating its first ever National Space Day today. On this day last year, Chandrayaan-3 mission accomplished a safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With the achievement, India has joined the elite group of space-faring nations, becoming only the fourth nation to land on the surface and the first nation to land near the south pole of the moon. The President, the Vice President and Prime Minister greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. And that is the end of this news bulletin.